Praise the Lord. We are grateful on this morning, and we're going to go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we come to you on this Mountain Moving Faith Monday to give you all praise, give you all honor, give you all glory. Father, during this Thanksgiving week, we thank and praise you for the many blessings that you have bestowed on us. Father, we thank and praise you for even the times that we've gone through things and we didn't know how it was going to turn out, but because you know the end of the situation from the beginning and because we know that you don't have anything that goes on in our lives that has not been sifted through your hands first, and because we know that when things go on and because it's been sifted through your hands and it comes upon us, we know that you have a way to work it out, and you always work things out according to for our good and for your glory. Father, we thank you so much that we have our minister, Robin, on the phone with us this morning. Father, we thank and praise you for the good things you have done in her life, how you kept not only them, but the entire eastern border, Lord, in your loving arms. We thank you, Lord, that she now has communication. Father, we thank and praise you now that she can, again, join us on the TMC and conduct the rest of the activities in her life. Thank you, Lord, for just keeping all of them. Now, Lord, we thank and praise you for this TMC call. We thank and praise you for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. T.K. Roberts, who were faithful to the mandate to start this call. And, Father, we have seen the fruits of their labor. We have seen it, oh, God. And now, Father, we just ask that you will continue to bless them, that you will continue to enlarge their territory, that you will continue this morning. So we thank you, Lord. We give you praise, Lord. Give you honor. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, Father. We thank and praise you, Lord, that this call will go forth without interruption in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that everything will be said with clarity. Father, that the speaker, Dr. Vanessa, will, even though she is not in Texas right now, we thank you that she made safe travels to where she did go, Lord. I believe it was Atlanta. I'm not sure, but, Lord, you know where she is. And, Lord, so we just thank you for the word that she will bring to us this morning, that it would enrich, enhance, and encourage somebody in Jesus' name, that we might be a minister in the marketplace and share the word with someone to a troubling world out there. Now, Lord, we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. Father, we say hallelujah, hallelujah, which is the highest praise. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you, my TMC family. Go out and have a blessed day during this Thanksgiving week. And let's just be thankful and bless somebody this week. I will now turn the call over to our host. Hallelujah. Minister Robin. Minister Robin, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Willa. It's Tammy in South Carolina. Praise God for you. Hallelujah, as you said, hallelujah, hallelujah. Minister Robin is going to join us on the line. She's going to do our prayer request this morning. But praise God, we are so excited. We are so excited. The Bible says, shout for joy, O daughter of Zion. Shout in triumph, O Israel. And we are so glad we are shouting for joy here on the Master's Call this morning for all of you who have come and joined us here. Again, this is Tammy in South Carolina. We welcome you to the Master's Call. And as Sister Willa said, that we are so excited. We have our own prayer general, Minister Robin, back on the line, faithful to God. God is so faithful. Amen. He has kept her. And I know she has a testimony, praise God, and I know that will be forthcoming. But we want to welcome you to the Master's Call this morning. We are so excited that mountains have been removed and cast out into the sea. Our founders, as Minister Willard has already prayed for them, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, two great women of God. Amen. They are blessing people with the mandate that the Lord has given them with the Master's Call. That mandate is to empower, to enrich, and enhance believers as they begin their day. And here on the Master's Call, you are sure to receive a blessing each and every day. Your life is sure to be enriched and enhanced by the word of God that comes forth. These women of God are on a mission, and that mission is according to the word of God, Psalms 88:13. But I, O Lord, have cried out to you for help, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we love to pray. We bring your prayer request before the Lord. Amen. Faithfully, we intercede on behalf of the people of God, and we love to do that. We invite you to send your prayer request to us, also your praise reports to us. We have an email address for you, and you can do that by going to our email address. We also have a website for you, amen, because we're brought to you live Monday through Friday. We do have a website where you can go and download all of the messages. They are archived for you at themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, themastersmorningcall.com. www.thelordsfair.wordpress.com. And as I said, we do have an email address that you can send to us, those prayer requests as well as your praise reports. That email address is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And that you will send to us the praise reports as well. And we praise God for the ability to have playback. If you are not able to listen to the call or go to the website, you can hear it again on playback for the recent day, the current day, by calling 712-432-1085. And that PIN number is 957-677-POUND. And we'll go and give you all this information again. So get your pen, your paper ready, because praise God, we are going to have a word from the Lord this morning. We want to remind all of you again that if you are a believer in Christ, you are mandated to pray. And we're calling in all intercessors to come and help us to bring these prayer requests before the Lord. Amen. Do that, and he's going to richly enhance your life. We want to remind you also regarding the motivational call. So after you get your teaching and your preaching this morning, then go get your teaching on how to be successful in your business. Amen. And that is hosted by our own godmother, Dorothy Rowe. That's 881-1300, and that pin is 539-598-POUND. So now, women and men of God, we want to get you so excited, because I'm excited. It is Monday. It's a mountain moving Monday, and praise God, we have a word from the Lord that will be coming forth from our own Mother Eagle, our own co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who hails from Dallas, Texas, but is a faithful woman of God and caring for her mother. And we praise God that we keep her in our prayers. And thank God that she's on the road traveling and doing the work of the Lord. So we want to open up the mic for Dr. Vanessa to come forward and give us what thus says the Lord this morning. Good morning, Dr. Vanessa.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you so much, Minister Tammy. Mountain moving. Praise God for you, Minister. Well, I tell you, we're just excited. I love that mountain moving Monday, because when we speak to our mountains, God has made us some promises in our Word of God in Mark 11. And I tell you, I'm just excited to be here. I bring you greetings from our other co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who is on a much-needed rest time on a cruise, suffering for Jesus. So we want to keep her lifted up in prayer. And as many of you are preparing for this season of Thanksgiving, of giving thanks, my heart, my mind, the word of the Lord in my mouth that I want to discuss this morning is his story of Thanksgiving, the history of Thanksgiving, crouched in the text of what his story, our Lord and Savior, is. And our subtitle for today is Giving God All Thanks and Praise Through It All. Giving God all the thanks and praise through it all. Our text scripture today comes from Colossians 3, verses 12 through 17, when Paul wrote to the church at Colossae and was expressing his heart and jubilance of seeing for a young baby church, for a young new belief of Christianity. This book was believed to be written somewhere between 60 A.D. to 63 or 64 A.D. And Paul was excited about what God was doing in his people, but more so, as I often say on this call, with that mountain moving Monday, God is excited about what he gets to do through his people, especially when his people are always open to give thanks. Our text in Colossians 3, 12 through 17 reads, therefore, as God's chosen people, that's you and I, believers of the Most High God, people holy and dearly beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Our key verses here, verse 15. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, such and since as members of one body, you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Oh, today we're talking about his story of thanksgiving, giving God all the thanks and praise through it all. You know, our acronym that the Lord had dropped in my spirit a while back with thanks, thankful, hopeful attitude, and nice, kind spirit. When we're full of thanks, we have a thankful, hopeful attitude and a nice, kind spirit. I want to give five principles as I cross this to us going through the history of Thanksgiving around his story. You know, so many holidays we celebrate too many times. Unfortunately, even with believers, we just see it as a day off, or we see decorations and don't dwell into the rich history so we understand what shoulders we're standing on. So we're going to talk about some principles of being thankful. First, choose to keep a heart of thanksgiving. Choose this day, to keep a heart of thanksgiving, creating character for the conquest. Choose to keep, not just dab in and out, but to keep a heart of thanksgiving, creating character for the conquest, having a made-up mind. See, the history of Thanksgiving goes back all the way to in 1621. That's a long, long time ago. In 1621, the Plymouth colonists, and I'm going to try not to massacre this, Wampanoag, and it's spelled W-A-M-P-A-N-O-A-G. The Wampanoag Indians shared an autumn harvest fest that is acknowledged today as one of the first Thanksgiving celebrations in the colonies. For more than two centuries, days of Thanksgiving were celebrated by individual colonies and states. It wasn't until 1863, we're talking almost 200-some years later, in the midst of the Civil War, that President Abraham Lincoln proclaimed a national Thanksgiving Day to be held each November. You see, a year before 1620, in September of 1620, a small ship, I think all of us had this in our history in school, called the Mayflower, left Plymouth, England, carrying 102 passengers. Wow, it didn't take but a small amount to berth so many. Were carrying 102 passengers. They were in an assortment of religious separatists seeking a new home where they could freely practice their faith. Get that in your spirit so that they could freely practice their faith. And other individuals lured by the promise of prosperity and land ownership in the new world. See, we have to learn to be thankful for the freedom to practice our faith. Many countries around this world, they cannot freely practice their love for Jesus. The whole birthing and the whole conquest of coming to America was to have the liberty to pray freely. 102 came here and birthed in this land a right to choose, and we guard that right to this very day. Colossians 3:12, therefore, we're God's chosen people, holy and dearly beloved. Clothe yourself with compassion. Be compassionate about your faith with Christ, your freedom to practice your faith, the kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. The second principle, give thanks through the test and the trials. Anyway, give thanks through your test and trials. See, they'll lead you to your triumph. True growth happens through our tests. We really learn how strong we are. Oh, but I've often heard myself tell myself, but you often learn how strong you are not. The test, the trials, they define us and show us. See, the history of Thanksgiving goes back to after a treacherous and uncomfortable crossing that lasted 66 days. from when they left England, coming across those waters. It lasted 66 days. They dropped anchor near the tip of Cape Cod, far north of their intended destination at the mouth of the Hudson River. 1 month later, the Mayflower crossed Massachusetts Bay, where the Pilgrims, as they are now commonly known, began the work of establishing a village at Plymouth. Now, throughout that first brutal winter, most of the colonists remained on board the ship, where they suffered from exposure, scurvy, and outbreaks of contagious diseases. Only half of those 102 Mayflower's original passengers and crew even lived to see their first New England spring. See, like Paul in Philippians 4, verses 10 through 13, but I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at last your care for me has flourished again, though you surely did care, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in regard to need, but here's the key. I've learned in whatever state I am to be content. Learning to be thankful today and throughout our lives, but especially this Thanksgiving season. That verse 12 says, I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Wherever and in all things, I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can go through all things. That's where we get that verse 13. Everybody quotes. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So we got to remember that backdrop before we get to verse 13, learning to abound in base, learning to go through those tests and trials. Just like Paul and these pilgrims, they let these challenges make them better and not bitter. Oh, we're talking about his story of Thanksgiving, giving God all praise and thanks through it all. Thanks, what is it? Thankful, hopeful, attitude, a nice, kind spirit. Principle three of giving thanks. Give thanks even for your enemies. You know, I love to call them our holy haters. Everybody got a Judas. Everybody's got some down Thomases. Don't get deep, everybody in our circle of influence. Some of us may need to raise our hand because we are them. Anyway, give thanks for your enemies. I love how Mike Murdoch says, their presence is an announcement to a gate for a new season. The fact that some enemies are raising their head is an announcement in the heavenlies. For a gateway for a new season. It's a godly transition going on in our lives when our enemies do what they do. But we've got to learn to give thanks. See, back to our history, in March, after they had arrived in 1621, the remaining settlers moved ashore, where they received an astonishing visit from an Abenaki Indian. That's spelled A-B-E-N-A-K-I. We almost forget about how the native Indians, you know, they were here first. They were the genesis here in America. And these Indians greeted them in English. See, you don't hear about that much. You watch Lone Ranger and all the other shows too long. They greeted them in English. Several days later, he returned with another Native American, Squanto. S-Q-A-N-T-O, very well-known Indian in that time. Squanto was a member of the Pawtucks tribe who had been kidnapped by an English sea captain and sold into slavery before escaping to London. Yes, slavery was going on even back then. Escaping to London and returning to his homeland, he came back over here on an exploratory expedition. Now, Squanto taught the pilgrims. Squanto taught the pilgrims because they were weakened by malnutrition and illness, and he taught them how to cultivate the corn, extract sap from maple trees, catch fish in the rivers, and avoid the poisonous plants. Squanto also helped the settlers forge an alliance with the Wampanoag. That was that local tribe, which would endure for more than 50 years and tragically remains one of the sole examples of harmony between European colonists and Native Americans even to today. In our text, Colossians 3, 13 and 14, bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Remember, his story is to give thanks and be agents of reconciliation and restoration every chance that we can give. See, even when the holy haters and the Judases and the folks who let you down, who knew what was right but still chose to do what was convenient, we have to choose to forgive and be those agents of reconciliation. His story of thanksgiving teaches us, even from the beginning of this great country, that principle was being acknowledged. Principle four, give thanks for the process.
Mm-hmm.
Give thanks for the process that positions us and proves us to be successful. See, prove there means test us. It means maturing us. What is it in essence? Faith in action. Give thanks that this whole process will position you and empower you so that you're in that place of success. See, again, in November of that 1621, after the Pilgrims' first corn harvest proved successful, Governor William Bradford organized a celebratory feast and invited a group of the fledgling colony's Native Indian American allies, including that Wamphanag, Chief Massanutt. That was the chief. Massasoit. I love when we know our history. Now remembered, and now it's remembered even today as America's first Thanksgiving back in November 1621. And although the Pilgrims themselves may not have used the term at the time, the festival lasted for 3 days. While no record exists of the historic banquet's menu, exact menu, the Pilgrim Chronicle, Edward Winslow, he wrote in his journal that Governor Bradford sent 4 men on a fowling mission, like the bird, the fowl, in preparation for the event, and that the Wampanoag guests arrived bearing 5 deer. Historians have suggested that many of the dishes were likely prepared using traditional Native American spices and cooking methods. Because the Pilgrims had no oven and the Mayflower sugar supply had dwindled by the fall of 1621, the meal did not feature, as we love our pies and cakes and other desserts, which has been a hallmark of contemporary celebrations. Back to our text, what the history is in Colossians 3, 15 through 16, in the fellowship of the food, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Since as members of one body, we are called to peace and to be thankful. And let this message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another. In other words, learn to thank God for every victory, every part of this process, every position that we are placed in during our process. It produces in us an attitude of thanks if we let it. Today, choose joy unspeakable. Let it dwell within us, praising God for his purposes being fulfilled in our life, or his story of thanksgiving, giving God all the thanks and praise through it all. Thanks, thankful, hopeful attitude, a nice, kind spirit. And our last principle for today, 5, is giving thanks produces and sustains holistic growth. That's WHOLISTIC, holistic growth, meaning spirit, soul, and body. See, the tradition of the Pilgrims' first Thanksgiving is steeped in myth and legend, and few people realize that the Pilgrims did not even celebrate Thanksgiving the next year or any year thereafter, though some of their descendants later made a Forefathers' Day that usually occurred on December 21st or 22nd. And several presidents, including George Washington, made one-time Thanksgiving holidays in 1827. Remember, it started in 1621. And in 1827, it takes a sister, y'all know, Mrs. Sarah Josephina Hale, H-A-L-E, Mrs. Joseph, Sarah Josephina Hale, she began lobbying several presidents for the instatement of Thanksgiving as a national holiday. But her lobbying was unsuccessful till almost 60 years later, until 1863, again when President Abraham Lincoln finally made it a national holiday. So today, our Thanksgiving is the fourth Thursday of November. This was set by President Franklin D. Roosevelt, even much later in 1939, and it was approved by Congress in 1941, who changed it from Abraham Lincoln's designation as the last Thursday in November, and which could occasionally end up being the fifth Thursday, and hence too close to Christmas for business. See how kind of switched from being thankful to being profitable. But the Pilgrims' first Thanksgiving began at some unknown date between September 21st and November 9th, most likely in very early October. And the date of Thanksgiving was probably set by Lincoln to somewhat correlate with the anchoring of the Mayflower back when it came on Cape Cod, which occurred on November 21st, 1620. In his story, God tells us in conclusion in Colossians 3:17, and whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. On today, with the history of Thanksgiving, we're going to open up our mouths, we're going to share with others, and give God all the thanks and the praise. Thanks, thankful, hopeful attitude, and a nice, kind spirit. Be thankful, not just in this season, but in every season. We give God the praise. Amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Tammy.
Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God for the word this morning. God bless you, Dr. Vanessa. My God, giving thanks. We are going to go straight to our own prayer general this morning. Praise God for her being back on the line to bring our prayer requests forward at this time, and we will come back to Dr. Vanessa for the benediction. Praise God. Minister Robin, God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Heavenly Father. Thank you for Pastor Vanessa and that word, Lord God, because I give you thanks for everything that you have done in my life and here on this East Coast. And Father God, because you are the God that keeps us, you are the God that protects us, you are the God that knows the beginning from the end. I thank you because your TMC family, they have rolled all of their works upon you, Lord, and you're the one who's making their thoughts agreeable to your will, Father, so that their plan can be established in and through you. And Father, thank you for giving strength to the weary. Thank you for increasing the power of those that are weak. And I speak that, Father God, over Jackie Smith's brother's wife, Father. I speak that over Mr. Eddie, Lord. I speak that over Aunt Emma, Lord God. I thank you, Father, that you'll be able to have the physicians diagnose what is going on with little Sarah, Father God. You said, Father, that when they cry out to you, when they are distressed, that you are the one who sent your word and you heal them. So I thank you that she will soar, Father, with wings like eagles. She is going to run and not grow weary. She will walk and she will not faint in the name of Jesus. You said blood pressure, kidney failure. I thank you, Lord, it all has a name and must bow to the authority of Jesus. Cancer bows to the authority of Jesus. Stroke bows to the authority of Jesus. It's a name and it has to go. Fibroids, they have to go in the name of Jesus. So I thank you that your people, Father God, they have put their strength, their hope in you. And I give you thanks because your word is not going to return void to you. I give you thanks because you are the one who is protecting them. I give you thanks because you have a plan and a purpose for them, and you are the sovereign Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Minister Tammy. Hello? Can you guys hear me?
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, woman of God, for covering us in prayer.
Thank you, thank you. Amen. Thank you, Minister Robin. Praise God for you. Amen. We want to bless God for the woman of God this morning, for Dr. Vanessa. We're going to go back to her. I'm going to just quickly give you, praise God, we honor the Spirit of the Lord. The number for Dorothy Cook's call is 530-881-1300. Playback number is the pen is 539-598-POUND. For the master's call, our playback number is 712-432-1085, and our pen is 957-677-POUND. Again, the master's morning call.wordpress.com is our website. We love all of you, and we encourage you to be the master's, the ministers in your marketplace. Praise God. We're going to go back to our own Dr. Vanessa for the benediction. Praise the Lord, and thanks be to God.
Amen, amen. On this mountain moving Monday, we're going to open up our mouths and give God the thanks. Spirit of the living God, we thank you for being in our lives. Thank you for waking us up this morning and us having the mind to get on this line, to come in corporate agreement, to celebrate you. It really is all about the Master. And as we feel this word of thanksgiving in our hearts and our spirits as we go out into the marketplace. Father God, arrest us by the Holy Ghost to be sensitive to opportunities to give thanks unto you. Arrest us by the Holy Ghost to be sensitive to times, to be your hand extended. Let us be your light in dark places. Let us be your ambassadors in our going in and our coming out. Give us favor as we go and open up our mouths and share our artist business as we do what we've been assigned to do for you as your ambassador. And with everything we say and with everything we do, we will give you and you alone the glory, the honor, and all of the praise. In Jesus' name, have an awesome day. Amen and amen.